to erectile dysfunction. Call Boost Medical Clinic right here in Vegas. 702-710-5000.
Wake up to the latest news from the Raiders and around the NFL with Rich and Clay. Weekday mornings at 7 on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. KRLV Las Vegas. Live from the capital of Raider Nation, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Silver and Black Today. Your daily dose of all things Las Vegas Raiders football. News, views, guests, and your phone calls are all part of the game plan. There's only one nation, and it listens here. Now your host, Scott Gulbranson.
Welcome back. Silver and Black Today, powered by our friends Sam and Ash Injury Attorneys, 702-820-1234, because you deserve what is right. Sam and Ash, they do care. They're good people. They're good friends of mine, good friends of Raider Nation, and good friends of Raider Nation Radio. If you need them, reach out, samandash.com. They'll be there for you. They will help you and make sure that you get what you deserve. We're back here on a free-for-all Friday. I want these phones jammed up. I want a line so long that we get a call from the phone company, because we got to have a talk, Raider Nation. This whole thing with the COVID situation with Trent Brown and the game being moved from 5:20 p.m. to 1 p.m. I did it. I'm going out to my co-host now, Q Myers. Q, welcome.
Hey. Here I am. I'm telling you, man, it's kind of, I don't want to say overwhelming. It's probably not the right word.
Yeah.
But, man, I'll tell you, it sure makes you feel some kind of way, don't it?
It does. And I'll tell you, as you know, you and I talk about it on this show all the time. And that is, we are objective. We tell it like it is. The difference is, you grew up a Raider fan, but when you listen to Q on the radio, he's going to tell it like it is. It doesn't right. matter if it's good, bad, or indifferent. He's going to stay down the middle and tell you what he thinks is right and wrong. I'm the same way. I didn't grow up the Raider fan, so I'm objective. So I'm not emotionally attached. Okay? And we're going to get into the game later, because we're going to talk about it. This is not going to be just a bitch session about COVID. But I did it, Q. I started having discussions, and I'm putting air quotes here in the studio, on Twitter with people, because I'm seeing a lot of Raider Nation, at least in social media, and that's a very small sample size. I'm seeing them completely deflect responsibility for what has happened. And right. that... And a lot of what I've called and I shared on Twitter today, what happens when I go to my 8-year-old, when I go to my 8-year-old son and I say, hey, you did this wrong. Yeah, but my brothers did that and they didn't get that punishment. No, no. Grown-ass men playing a game for millions of dollars. It's a different situation. If you have right. an 8-year-old mindset and you're on Twitter, let's not engage. Respect you, love you. You have all the right in the world to say what you want, but it's asinine. It is not a good argument, okay? So I've been doing that. I've been firing myself up. By the way, but before I did that, I've had two Dr. Jen's bars today, Q. I knew it was
even
be-
Dr. Jen would say, whoa, Nelly. Yeah,
that's right.
Slow it on down, player.
Oh, man. Dr. Jen's Ultimate Protein Bar is a great supporter of the show here. Fantastic for meal replacement, which is what I did today. I did not have breakfast. I had a banana chocolate chip bar. And then for lunch, I had Q's a peanut butter chocolate again. I'm on that kick like he was for a little bit.
Nice.
And I'm going to tell you, Dr. Jen's nutrition.com, if you go there, you can get a discount. SBT10 is the code, free shipping, and that's just for listening to the show. And the fantastic. But I had to eat two today, Q, because I knew it was going to be that kind of day. Because because I'll tell you, again, what we said yesterday, and I challenge you to call in and tell me I'm wrong, because I'm not wrong. Very rarely do I get uppity and say, no, I'm not wrong, because I'm often wrong. But 702-365-9200 is the number. If you're going to argue with me, well, the Titans didn't get, they got their game moved back. No, the Titans had 16 players, or was it 18?
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was a whole lot of players.
They could not field a team, okay?
Right.
The Raiders have one player positive, unless you're the guy.
And I will say,
yeah,
the Titans, they couldn't field a team, which is absolutely right, and a lot of that was on them. I think that the league should have you know, lowered the boom on them a little bit, and I feel like the league is lowering the boom on the Raiders as well. But I do think that the Raiders brought it on themselves as well. So I just think that Tennessee kind of got a little bit of a pass.
But let me clarify something you just said there, because you said it in that spiel, and I want to make sure I understand, because I've had some people say this to me on Twitter today, and I don't understand it, which is the NFL came down on the Raiders. When did they come down on the Raiders?
Well, they fined them a bunch of times. Because of things that they've done. I'm not saying they did it.
Oh, I'm talking
like,
about
wrong.
Now, though. I'm talking about this situation. Because we don't know anything.
No. All they're doing is saying, hey, basically, you made your bed and you got to lie in it now.
Correct. And see, that's the difference I have. Now, if the Raiders were being unjustly punished for something someone else had done, pretty much the same thing, that's okay. But there's a difference here. Because remember, after the Titans game, by the way, was delayed. There was multiple, they had their issues, and the other teams had multiple positives as well, right?
Right.
The Raiders have one positive, and I had a guy on Twitter, and he's a nice guy and all, but we were arguing, say, no, there's two. I'm like, who's the second? Damon Arnett. No, that's dishonest. Damon Arnett was already on the IR when he got COVID.
Right.
It doesn't count. It's a different incident. A different.
Right. It's just adding, you know. To his list of already missing the game.
Because his point was that they should have delayed the game for them. And I'm like, you don't delay the game because one player has COVID. They didn't do it for Cam Newton, right?
No, they just pushed it back.
They pushed it back
a day.
Right, but he couldn't play anyway.
Right.
They were doing that for the testing to test the people around him. So you get it. But anyway, so my point is that, look, it sucks. The Raiders, so far at this point, it sounds like draft picks and losing the game. You don't know yet, so just chill. Number two is the only thing that the Raiders have been punished, quote-unquote, with is that their game was moved up 4 hours.
Right.
Okay. Oh, and we didn't get to practice. Whose fault is that?
Right. That's on the players. It's accountability and responsibility.
Correct. Thank Trent Brown. Okay. Thank Trent Brown. We're going to go out to the phone lines here in a second. What I want to do first is John Gruden talked with the media. He didn't talk very long, and he didn't say a lot.
Shocking.
And I want you to hear this cue, because I'm going to have Bobby's going to play this sound, and when it's over, I want you to digest it real quick and tell me your thoughts on it before I speak.
Okay.
Well, like I said, I'm really proud of our team. Our coaches and our trainers have done a great job, and there are protocols that are updated during this process, and safety is paramount. Everybody's safety is paramount, and I'm proud of the NFL, proud to be in this league right now playing during this pandemic. So we're going to have to do what we have to do to make sure we keep our players safe, and that's what we're doing. But I do believe there's a good chance those men will be back soon.
All right. So, I mean, really, John Gruden has basically accepted responsibility and knowing that, hey, the guys that are going to go out there and have to play are the ones that they got, you know, and the NFL is putting these guidelines in place. And, well, you got to follow them. If you don't follow them, things are going to happen, and things have happened. But he feels pretty good about the majority of the team. In my opinion, he feels pretty good about the majority of the team that's been following the protocols and doing what they're supposed to be doing.
That makes sense, although I thought it was very much, in his entire very short press conference, was very much like being lawyered up, right? So I'm not going to say much.
Oh, yeah.
And I understand.
Well, that's kind of the Gruden MO.
It is, and I don't blame him for that. I'm not in any way saying that that's not what he should have done. And saying he's proud of the training staff and all that stuff. Look, there's people, because I've been there, people keep tweeting, well, what happens when you guys go there and all that stuff. We see him for 15 minutes a day. That's it.
Right.
Like, we don't get to go see and hang around the building for hours upon hours. So I have no idea what's going on there. But I will tell you that yes, there are people there. We've been through the process. We are always told and instructed to follow the protocol. So I know that's happening there. But again, this is self-inflicted, and it's been self-inflicted for four times. We're going to talk to Mo Moten, our senior NFL columnist at silverandblacktoday.com, about this. He wrote a piece about it saying, look, the Raiders have had multiple incidents. Don't blame anybody but them. We'll talk to him here in a little while. We're going out on the phone lines. Jerry in Las Vegas. Jerry, you're up with Scott and Q here on Silver and Black Today.
What's up, Jerry?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I'm trying to be
chilling.
A regular. I got through like almost every day this week. It's pretty cool. And I'm 100% on the same page as you guys. Like, I'm really hoping they still win the game somehow. And if they do, I think that says something about their mental fortitude, their mental strength. But if they don't, I'm not going to feel bad because that was on them. They should take responsibility. You know, they've had multiple instances. Recruiting team with no mask, you know, he wasn't the first and only coach. That one, you know, I can let slide, but the whole charity thing with Darren Waller and then now this, it's like, okay, you guys know what you're supposed to do. You guys agreed upon it with the Players Association and the NFL, and yet you guys can't, you still can't follow protocol. It's on you guys. Like, I mean, granted, right now, I think this is where the leaders, like Queen of Friendly, step up, get the guys in check, you know, get them focused. But at the same time, like, if they do lose against Tampa Bay, I'm going to be upset with the loss, but I'm not going to feel bad because that was on them. You know, they should have known better, you know, but I'm still hoping for a win, but I'm not going to be surprised at the loss.
Yeah, Jerry, thank you, man. I appreciate you all week. And we're going to talk about that when we get into the second hour, especially. We'll switch focus a little bit and talk about the game and how Q and I see it coming down. But Q, that's the thing, too. I'm seeing a lot of people, but the Titans and those guys, it doesn't matter. If you start your argument with, well, yeah, but this team, no. They changed the rules. It's sort of like, remember when you're in school, Q, you're small, and like this whole class is clowning around?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And they give you a punishment, and then you keep clowning around. So then the teacher says, okay, now I'm changing the punishment because you guys, the first punishment wasn't enough to deter you. So now I'm going to come down harder on you. That's what the NFL did after that rash of outbreak with the Titans and the Patriots and a little bit with the Chiefs and all that stuff at that time. So everybody knows the rules going forward. So to go backwards and say, yeah, but the rules in week two were different. Yeah, they were. But as somebody said to me today, you're in a pandemic. Crap changes and things get more serious. And if you can't trust all these guys to do what they're supposed to do, then you have to institute higher punishments. And If your incident happens after the punishments got tougher, that's not because you're the Raiders. That's because that's the rules.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just,
look,
yeah.
I think that most people are upset, and when they're saying how come the game's not getting pushed back, is because they realize that, you know, everyone's not going to be able to practice. If the offensive line, you know, comes through and they don't have any positive tests or they don't have any setbacks, they'll be available Sunday morning. We all know as of today, Jonathan Abram won't be available at all.
Correct.
And I think that that's the other thing that everyone's really angry about, because they know that that's the alpha dog on the back end.
Yes.
And it's like, well, hold on. The Patriots game got pushed back and it was only one player. It was Cam Newton that, you know, got it. And so now all of a sudden, like, how come the Raiders game can't get pushed back one game or one day? Because if it did, then Jonathan Abram would be able to play on Monday. So I think that that's the sticking point that a lot of Raider fans have right now.
I hear that, but at the same time, you know, I had somebody say, yeah, well, they should switch it because Abram can't play. It's like, well, you can't switch a game because one guy can't play. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Okay, we're going back on the phone lines, and we're going to bring in Charles in Kentucky. Charles, you're on with Q and Scott.
So, Charles.
Hey, how are you guys doing today? Hey, I had a quick question for you. I heard somebody, it might have been Vinny Bonsair, I'm not sure who said it, but they said something about there's a chance that the Raiders would release Trent Brown. Is there no way we could trade him? I mean, is that impossible? And as far as the CB19, it's a mess. We'll get through it. Raiders always prevail eventually. We'll be all right. And even if we lose this game, we're still going to have a good season. But anyway, I just want to shut up and hear what you all say about Trent Brown. Is that not a possibility?
Yeah, well,
it is.
It is a possibility, Q, right? But who's going to trade for that huge salary and a guy who can't stay on the field?
That's the question. And, you know, I think it'd be a team that maybe, you know, feels like that they're one player away or, you know, this guy will help put you over the top. And look, I've said it before and a lot of people hit me up, you know, hey, the guy is too valuable. Get everything you can out of him this year and then release him in the offseason when he has no dead money on his contract. And that makes sense. But at some point, it's just kind of like, just kind of cut your losses, man, and just it's sometimes it's not worth the trouble, and it feels like it's not worth the trouble with Trent Brown. But I totally get what he's saying. Charles, makes a lot of sense. If you can get something for him, get it. But it just kind of feels like I don't think anyone's going to make a move for him.
I like what we talked about yesterday, and that is try to show cause and get out of paying him some of his money.
Right, exactly.
And release him. That's what I would do. I mean, yeah, there's going to be complaints from the union and all that jazz that goes back and forth, but that's what I would do. And I know, you know, Vinny and Lincoln were talking on their show yesterday about how, well, but you're so much better with him in there. So I think this is one of those points where you've had ongoing issues with them internally, and you almost hurt your team more. As much as it helps your team on the field, right, in the locker room, off the field, does it hurt it more? That's the question we got to ask. All right, going on back on the phones, 211 Steel Reserve. You're on with Scott Q here on Silver and Black today.
What's up, fellas? Hey, I'm a fan of the station, but it's the first time I call you guys, and I enjoy what you guys do. So check this out, man. I'm with you. I definitely think I'm getting tired of the fans saying they should push it back and the league's coming after us. No. What don't you guys see? The league has already told us, find us. We've done it already. We're multiple offenders. Regardless who it was the team, people on our team that have created a problem with this thing they're trying to stop, okay? So they're no longer going to – they're not going to do any favors at the same time, but they're not coming after us. This is something – like you said, Q, you made your own bed, lay in it, and that's what it is. And then you got this other guy that's been calling all morning, Gangsta Raider, no disrespect to him at all. But let's just say they do move the game to Monday or Tuesday. But that's going to impact us next week now. Yeah, so you know what? Let's just go out there, let's face the music – play the game. Did some players let us down? Yeah. Did Trent, you know, was he being careless? Who knows? This thing, we don't know how this thing is being transmitted, okay?
Yeah.
The dude is sick. Let's pray that he gets through this, along with everybody else has got this. The game's going to be played, but in the end, it is what it is. It's a game. We're talking about people's lives here. Get over that whole NFL's after us. No, that thing's done. The Raiders have kind of had a corporate cleansing now by going to Vegas. We have a new stadium. This is a whole new in reality, yeah, it's the Raiders, but that whole mystique of them coming after us, not liking us, get over that. This is a new beginning for the Raiders. That don't exist anymore. Mark has mended a lot of burned bridges.
Yeah.
True.
Great call, 211.
I love his passion.
Yeah.
You said his name was Steel Reserve?
211 Steel Reserve.
Hell yeah. He just delivered it like he had just drank a Steel Reserve, man. Shout out. That was great. Awesome.
That was good
man,
stuff.
Man, I need some of that. It's side story. It's really cold in Texas today, and I got to be on the sidelines in a little while to do a game. I may need a Steel Reserve in my body to keep me warm. Just saying.
I used to use schnapps, man. I used to have schnapps in my coat.
Peppermint schnapps.
By the way, you talked about the Cam Newton game, Kansas City, that game. That was multiple tests on both sides.
Right.
Right. So
the name, the big name was Cam.
The big name was Cam, no doubt about it. All right, we are jam-packed on the phones like I thought. Ryan in Las Vegas. Ryan, you're on with Scott and Q here on Silver and Black today, Raider Nation Radio.
Ryan. Thanks for the call, guys.
What's happening?
Yeah, you can't, you guys were just saying, you can't start a conversation about it and say, oh, you know, the Titans this, the Titans that. Wasn't it just last week the Colts had a player, the Falcons had a player, they didn't move those games? Yeah. Like the caller was just saying that if you get it, if a player gets it and you can still play the game, you got to play the game, whether it's high-profile player. Like, I mean, hopefully, you know, you don't get Derek Carr and you miss a game and you got Mariota playing. You know, if a player gets it and you're able to play the game because there's only one guy, you play the game. Now, if it's something like the Titans where it's multiple players, then I could see postponing and changing the game. But for one player, you can't cancel it for one player. I mean, the NFL might do it if it was Patrick Mahomes. That might be the only time they do it.
All right. Thanks, man. Ryan, I appreciate the call. Yeah, you bring up a good point, but I also say, look, two things. You have the Buccaneers are coming across coast. I mean, they're coming from the East Coast to the West Coast to play this game. They have to now play it earlier. So that actually is a ding for them. All right. So then you're asking, because you have Jonathan Abram, if you want it delayed for him, how is that fair to the other team who now has to play on a short week? Again,
right.
I understand Raiders fans don't care about the Buccaneers, and I'm not saying they should, but in the scope of an NFL schedule, you don't punish a team because the other team screwed up and didn't wear their tracker and right. Pop positive. So just
and that's the thing, man. That's the thing that really makes me angry about this whole situation, because COVID-19 is going to happen.
Right.
Anyone could come up with it anywhere, anyhow. This is something I said multiple times. It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't have eyes, so it doesn't target people. It just happens, right? You can get it. Cool. But when you deliberately go out of your way to kind of avoid and shake the other, you know, the other factors and guidelines that have been put in place to help prevent everyone else around you from getting it, that's when I have a problem. And that's when I know that, okay, Trent Brown did that deliberately. He deliberately said, I'm not going to wear my tracker. And that's where I have a problem with it.
Absolutely. Well said. We're going out to Alan in Las Vegas. Alan, you're on with Scott and Q here on Silver and Black today.
Hey, Scott and Q. Q, I want to jump on your point though, real quick. As Trent Brown, he did have intention. He could have stayed away, you know, did his own thing, but he took off his tracker. He did whatever he did, and, well, he put us in a situation. I think overall he's taking too much heat, but now when you factor in the idea of intentionality of what he did, mm-hmm. it just shows that maybe his mind is not all there. Maybe he doesn't want to be with the team, which is okay. You know, if we can work something out, that'd be great. But when you put the rest of the team in harm's way and hurt the rest of the league, that's another exactly. problem. And can I add one more point?
Yep.
Whether we play Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, it doesn't matter. I'd rather us play Sunday at 1. It makes it so much easier because think about this. If we play Monday or even Tuesday, well, we have a game on Sunday. We're not going to be able to practice until Thursday. It kind of throws the rest of the, it throws the rest of the week off. So if we move it up 4 hours, no big deal. Let's just go out there and play.
Yeah. No, that's yep. a great point. Thanks for your call, man. We appreciate you very much.
And this might be a game where you end up taking the L, like, you know, the caller that we had a couple calls ago. You might take the L in this one. You know what you do? You bundle it up, you throw it in the trash, and you keep on trucking because you got plenty of a season left. And you try to start a winning streak starting next week. I mean, that's a big game against Cleveland coming up next week. You know, they have a really good run game. You know, sometimes they're hot and cold at the quarterback position, but they could play. So it's not going to be a walk in the park just to win that game on the road. So, yeah, I mean, you get through this week, you do what you do, hopefully you get your guys back. And then, boom, you try to start a winning streak next week against the Browns.
All right, we're going to get one more call in here before the break, and then the rest of you guys that are on hold, stay there. We'll get to you. Be patient. Rocky in Southern California, you're on with Q. You're on with Scott. You're on Raider Nation Radio.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, bud.
Yeah, so my take on this whole situation is I'm not going to do what you said and talk about the Titans this, the Patriots this, whatever. The only thing I will say about that is it's funny earlier that they were talking about if something gets moved, well, how does it affect the Bucs, and how is that not fair for the Bucs? But when the Chiefs game got moved and then they ended up beating down on the Bills, nobody said, well, that wasn't fair to the Bills for their game to be moved, you know?
The Bills but both teams had positives, man.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. My mistake. That's all right. That's okay.
But either way, you know, Q, you know what Trent Brown is? He's just a idiot, and we need to get rid of him because it's stupid what he did. He put everybody else in a bad position, and, you know, whether we kind of stick it out the rest of the year or get rid of him now, I mean, it is what it is, but we got, you know, 11 other guys on the side of the ball that just got to do their job, you know? My biggest concern is whether the team is buying into his crap or if they're, you know, like, you know what, we're tired of it, we got to band together and we got to overcome this, you know? That's my biggest concern.
Yeah. That's a great one. Great call, Rocky. We appreciate you, man. All right. We're going to step aside for a break when we come back. Brian, Gangster Raider, Isaiah, hold on the line. We will get to you. Plus, Mo Moten, who writes for Bleacher Report, also the senior NFL columnist for Silver and Black today. If you haven't read his piece today, I recommend you read it quickly during the break so you can get ready for what he's going to talk about here. But you're listening to the Silver and Black today here on Raider Nation Radio.
From Stabler to Plunkett and Allen to Jacobs, we've got your Raiders covered on Silver and Black today. Here are your hosts, Scott Gulbranson and Q Myers.
Welcome back, Silver and Black today. Powered by Salmon Ash Injury Attorneys. Visit them at salmonash.com. And we keep rolling along. We got our guests coming up here in just a minute. We're going to sneak one phone call in before we are joined by Mo Moten, who'll be with us. We're going to talk a little bit about this. Of course, we're talking about the Raiders. We're talking about COVID, unfortunately. That's a subject we got to talk about. But then we will get to the game at the top of the next hour before I'm sure we'll get another great Q-tip later in the second hour as well. Brian in Las Vegas. Brian, you're on the Silver and Black today here on Raider Nation Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I missed the old John Gruden. The same John Gruden who let go of suspended Keyshawn Johnson with pay, you know, just to get him out of the organization. That's what I miss. I wish we had the same John Gruden. To me, if John Gruden's not going to do it and just get rid of Trent Brown, Mark Davis, you step up, owner. Get rid of this guy. You go over John Gruden's head. This is your team, your franchise. Get rid of him now. This is people's lives and deaths that we're talking about regards to this COVID stuff. It's not a game. What Key was talking about earlier, you know, you may have to take this L for Sunday. Maybe we win. But you know what? I think that Cleveland game is more important anyway because it's the AFC, you know, maybe a playoff potential that we can overstep Cleveland. But these other players need to step up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Brian, great call, man. No, I appreciate that. And I can't,
you know,
can't disagree.
One thing I'll say real quick is I think Mike Mayock should be the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, he stepped up when all the issues were going on with Antonio Brown.
Right.
And there was a bunch of good cop, bad cop going on between Gruden and Mayock. I think Mayock should say, you know what, John? This is conduct detrimental to the team. Yeah. Let's move on from him. And I know he's a big-time right tackle, really good player. The team is much better when he's out there. But, one, he hasn't been out there very much, and now he's affecting the rest of the team. It's not just him. When it's him, it's one thing. But when it's the rest of the team, that's when it's a problem.
Agreed. And I think it's also good for you to take the pressure like you did with Brown. And I lauded him for that when he did it. Take the pressure off your coach, you know, hey, because it is a larger issue than just on the field. The coach Gruden coach, that's all, everything that happens football on the field, players, all that, that's all him. But when it comes to organizational, the next guy up, the next spot on the leadership ladder is Mike Mayock. So very good suggestion, I think, on that one. All right. Yep. We are now bringing in our good friend Mo Moten from New York City, who joins us. He is our senior NFL columnist at Silver and Black Today. Also, huge contributor over at Bleacher Report, where you can also catch his things, as well as Just Blog Baby. Mo, here we are. And your piece today, I want to read the title because it's, to me, dead on right 100%, which is Crush the Virus has to be more than a T-shirt slogan for the Raiders. For those Raiders fans, Mo, and I know you've been watching along with me, I've texted you a few times about it today, the lack of accountability among some in Raider Nation, they don't want their team to be held accountable, it looks like.
Yeah, I just want to say I heard 211 Steel Reserve, and I want to just give a shout out to him. Please just get away from the whole the league is after the Raiders conspiracy theories. It doesn't look good right now because it is definitely not the league. It's the Raiders doing it to themselves in these situations. Four violations in 4 weeks says it's not the league. It's the team.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think, you know, Mo, and you look at your piece, and you, the thing I love about your piece up on silverandblacktoday.com is the fact that you have – you've laid it out, and you kind of did it, you know, strikes one, two, three, and four. You start with the New Orleans game, right, and what happened there with not covering their faces. The league fined them $100,000 apiece, the two head coaches, and then $250,000 to the teams as well. Then you have that, right? Okay, so new season, it happens, you figure it out. Then you have the Darren Waller charity event, which we've talked about a million times, and even though the intent was good, they broke out a protocol there, and we know all the fallout there. Then now you have this strike four, which is the Trent Brown situation, which wasn't just a guy getting COVID. If that was the case, because you can get it any number of ways, that's cool. But Mo, when it comes to the investigation now of Trent Brown, clearly doing something wrong, taking off his tracking device or whatever he did, now you have that. That to me is you're talking about someone lying, trying to deceive.
Right, and you talked about this on Twitter. I think Emmanuel Sanders is out because he's on the COVID list now, and someone asked you, well, why aren't the Saints quarantining for 5 days or whatever? It's because, as you said, he wore his tracking device.
Right.
So if Trent Brown had followed protocol, the Raiders probably would have had their players for a couple of practices this week before the game. But instead, he chose not to follow protocol, and this is what happens. When you cut quarters, you get caught, you got to pay the consequences.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and on top of that, Mo, my biggest issue, and I've been kind of pounding the table for this all show, is the fact that, well, now Jonathan Abram, because he had contact with him on Tuesday, he's out for this game regardless. And then the offensive linemen, they're in danger as well. You know, obviously if they continue to clear all protocols, they'll be good, but they won't get any practice in. So not only did he affect himself, and that's a, you know, that's kind of a ding against the team, but now he's affected the team directly with guys that need to be out there and getting their reps in, they can't because of him and him being careless.
And this is why you can't subscribe to the conspiracy theories against league versus the Raiders.
Right.
And again, I just say this really quick. I wouldn't cut Trent Brown until this investigation shows that it's proven that he took off his tracking device, because it's still under investigation.
Fair.
But if it's proven, I can understand the Raiders would want to cut ties with him, even though he has the highest cap hit on the team right now, along with Derek Carr. You got to cut your losses, because if he's that guy in the locker room, a star player, and he's doing what he's doing, and other players see this and they follow suit, you're going to have a problem. You could have a problem for the rest of the season, and you don't want players stepping out of line. You want to get the message through, and you want people to take this seriously, and the Raiders are not taking it seriously. I heard Gruden's presser, and I had to laugh at it. Again, yeah. Four violations in 4 weeks. How can you say we're handling this well? How can you say we're crushing a virus with all these violations?
See, that was a little bit of what I told. I don't know if you heard earlier in the show when we played that one of the clips from his short, very short press conference, was that he said he was proud of the organization, and I thought it was very lawyered up type statements, which I understand, probably the right thing for them to do because they're under investigation, so you understand that. But at the same time, I like what you said. I'm going to read what you said, Mo, in your story. You said, quote, "No more pardons for irresponsible actions and blatant disregard for the rules. At what point does the team's leadership hold others accountable? An apology means nothing without a change in behavior." And I think that's where, God bless them, the fans, some of the fans in Raider Nation, Mo, they're not seeing that. It's not just these little incidents that happen. There's a pattern of behavior. It's what they look for example, in college sports. When did you violate rules? Was there a continued behavior that shows a pattern? And with the Raiders, whether or not they meant it to do it that way, it shows a pattern of not respecting the rules.
You're absolutely right, and people, and I think you guys talked about this earlier in the show, what about the Titans, what about the Patriots, what about this team, what about that team, and I gave you this analogy through the text, and I said, if I walk into your food establishment, your restaurant establishment, and you have multiple food and property violations, are you going to tell me about the restaurant down the street that has other violations? No, you got to clean up your mess, get your stuff together, get your establishment together, and be better, as they would say, do better.
Yeah, that's exactly what you got to do. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things, man. And I'm looking at the actual game on the field, Mo. And now that it's going to be played, it looks like it really is going to get played Sunday, 1 p.m. West Coast kickoff. I'm looking at the offensive line. Obviously, you know, we feel pretty good that maybe they'll get back. But I'm telling you, man, Jonathan Abram being out, I think is a big deal.
It is a big deal, but I'll say this. I think the Raiders will get their offensive lineman back. A lot of people said, why didn't they push the game back? It's because it's technically not an outbreak yet. From this last incident, Trent Brown is the only player with a positive test. So if the NFL can play the game, they will. They will only push it back for outbreaks. And again, multiple players from both teams or multiple players from one team will have to test positive. And for the Raiders' case, that's not their situation. It's just Trent Brown from that last incident. But I will say, I think the offensive line will be back. I believe if they test negative tomorrow, they'll be good to go to play. But as you guys mentioned, they haven't practiced, so the offensive line play could be a little sloppy, but who can they blame for that? It's Trent Brown and his lack of accountability and not wearing his tracking device.
Mo Moten is our guest. And Mo, when we talk about the game, clearly all of this distraction that has taken away much of the week that would have been focused on just preparing for that Buccaneers defense, which is on the ascension, which is really doing well up front and in the middle. When you look at this game, knowing that they should have at least everybody back besides Trent Brown and then missing a key ingredient in the defensive backfield, does that change your view of how the Raiders will compete in this game? I really thought they were going to have a good shot to go out, win this game at home, and really set the stage for what might be a nice run here in 2020. Do you still feel that way about this team? Does it change your outlook either way?
I think I'm in line with you. I think this would have been a competitive game if they had full practice without the distractions. Probably may have picked them to win this game, but again, with the offensive line, even if they do play, just not having that practice together with that tight-knit unit, it's going to be tough for them. I think they would run the ball a lot with Josh Jacobs, with Devontae Booker, but that's a tough defense. up front and on the back end. So just to not have that practice against a good defense, not a good look, and I don't see the Raiders winning this game, even if the offensive linemen play. But if they come out and they win this game, that could be a big galvanizing statement for the Raiders and moving forward. I would say tip my cap to them, but they just have to get better with their off-the-field protocol and procedures.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, you know, hopefully they do. You know, and I know a lot of it's not, and I don't want to say malicious because, I mean, look, it's on you. I mean, you're not doing it, you're not doing it. I don't think that they're trying to be, you know, ugly and deceitful about it until you get to taking your tracking device off. So it's, I don't know, it's one of those things. Like, Vinny made a good point, Scott, yesterday when he was like, well, they did this and they did that, and I could see where they made a mistake. But at some point, those mistakes, you just have to bite the bullet and say, hey, look, this is what it is.
Yeah, that, no doubt about it. And I think that's the thing you said most so succinctly in your piece, which is at some point someone has to take accountability. I had a lot of folks arguing with me today. Well, how can, you know, and make comparisons to like us going to the practices, and should the team get punished if one of us was positive? It's like, no, this is a whole different ball game. And not only that, but you have the situation where these players, they know the rules. They know what they have to do. And in this case, when it goes wrong, you all get punished for the actions of one. It sucks. It absolutely sucks. Right. But that's the way it goes.
Really quick, Scott, but there's a difference between contracting COVID and things happen. Correct. And as Q said earlier in the show, going out of your way to try to circumvent the rules. Damon Arnett and Mo Hurst contracted COVID. They went on the list. Things happen. We get it. You can follow the rules and still contract the virus. But when you're not wearing your mask, when you take off your tracker, when you're on a sideline without your mask, when you're allowing a non-credentialed employee into the locker room after a win against the Saints, that's on you. That's reckless.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mo Moton, you can follow him on Twitter at MOEMOTON. Also, check out his column today up on silverandblacktoday.com. Check him out over the weekend over at Bleacher Report, too. Mo, we will talk to you at some point next week. We appreciate you being here.
Appreciate you guys. Really quick, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Ibacho de la Muerte.
Uh-oh.
Explain to you what that means for Trent Brown.
What is that?
Is that what he just tweeted?
That sounds like you just ordered a hit.
Did he just tweet that or something, Mo?
I took Italian for 3 years, but you can explain that when I get off the line.
Did you just order a hit? I know you're in New York, man. You be in them back streets, man.
I'm telling you, like yesterday, he's doing the Fredo. He wants us to kiss him and then he just sent him out on the rowboat.
Man, he just told someone that like he was going to go cut a horse's head off and put it in their bed like the Godfather or something.
All right. That was Mo Moton. We appreciate it.
What does that mean?
We'll get to it. So Mo basically, yeah, he's sending out signals to some of our Italian friends here in Las Vegas. But it's hard to argue. Mo's saying basically the same thing we are. And again, it's not, I had somebody say to me today, well, I know you're a masochist. You just want the Raiders to be punished. It's not that at all. It's just, I'm saying that if they are, it's because of what they did. And we're going to bring in, we'll get I'm sure a very unique and, good perspective from our good friend Gangster Raider, who now joins us on the phones before the break. Gangster Raider, what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening, Scott? What's up, Q? I just want to say I'm so disappointed, all this whining and crying I'm hearing from the Raider Nation. Like I told y'all a couple of days ago, y'all was worried about the whole line not being there. I told y'all everybody would be there except probably Trent Brown, and I still think Jonathan Abels will be able to play too, because if you heard at the end of Gruden's press conference, he said, I think we'll get other players back soon. I think that's what he's referring to, talking about Jonathan Abels. And this is just fuel for the fire. You know what I'm saying? Remember when we played Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl and our starting center went AWOL? When we deal with that, even though we lost the game, we deal with that. This is not even half as bad as that. You know what I'm saying? We can take this, you know what I'm saying? Get use this as more fuel for the fire, and think of it as our second tier linemen getting more work that they wouldn't have got. And whoever's taking Trent Brown's spot, he stepped up 3 or 4 games already, and everybody talking bad about Trent Brown. Every game Trent Brown played in, we won. We undefeated when Trent Brown plays. So y'all need to stop all that that baby stuff, and it's not even been proven that he took off his device. Maybe his device malfunctioned. You know, he is a big man and all that banging around. Maybe he banged against something and the device started malfunctioning. Give that man the benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? Y'all some punks. I wouldn't go on a mission with y'all. Y'all turn around and just want to throw him under the bus. This is Raider Nation. He's still a part of the Raiders, and he's still helping us win, and we still got a winning record, and we still going to win on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday whenever the game get played. So y'all need to stop all that punk stuff and get behind your team and root us to this victory against the Tampa Bay and the wannabe Raiders, because they stole our logo, they stole all that, and that's what we need to be worried about. And all that other stuff, I told you the linemen was going to play, they're going to play. Just stop all the crying and just get behind your team. That's all I'm saying. And everybody talk about the violations. We got four violations. One was for Gruden not wearing his mask on the sideline. They took care of that. The other one was for I forget what the other one was for, but all, it's never been repeated. None of it has been repeated. So all this talk about taking draft picks and all that, relax. All that hasn't happened, and even if it does happen, Jamarcus Russell was the number one draft pick. Michael Huff was a second-round draft pick. What round did we draft Lynn Bowden year? Wasn't that a fifth or sixth?
No,
he was a fourth.
Gangster Raider, no, listen, man, we got to run to a break, but
third.
I appreciate it. Listen, no, I love the enthusiasm, man, and it's about, you're right, they can still go out and win the game. I don't disagree with you. I think it's a harder battle for him now, but Jonathan Abram will not be back. He's already ruled out.
No, he's out.
Yeah, he's out. So that one you can write off, but as far as some of the other players coming back, no doubt about it. And I'm not saying they can't win the game. I think it just got a lot harder because of what happened this week, because distractions, no matter what they tell you, distractions are the same. And you're right. You're right about Trent Brown. You're right. They have not proven anything yet. They haven't definitively come out. But I will tell you, I gave him the benefit of the doubt the first day. I've given him the benefit of the doubt a bunch. I don't know that I'm ready to continue to give him the benefit of the doubt. But
man,
we'll see.
You call a spade a spade.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. And we're going to
I'm tired of always giving everyone the benefit of the doubt. Man, sometimes the doubt needs to step up and have some responsibility, too. When are you going to put some blame on yourself? And I don't mean you, Gangster Raider. I mean the person who's doing the violating. When are you going to take some responsibility of your own?
Amen. I said earlier today, Q, and this is a whole rat hole we won't go down, it's a societal issue today. People don't want to take responsibility for themselves. Be grown men and women and take responsibility for your actions. We're on a break. When we come back, we roll on. We'll get your phone calls still. A lot of folks with a lot of things to say about what's happening in Raider Nation. 702-365-9200 is the number. You're with Q and Scott here on Silver and Black Today on Raider Nation Radio.
If you believe Tom Brady did fumble and that Franco Harris didn't catch that pass and call it the Immaculate Deception, then you found the right place. This is Silver and Black Today on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM.
Back here, Silver and Black Today, only on Raider Nation Radio. You're with your boy Q Myers, Scott Gulbranson, and we're not.
I want to know what y'all talk about in Italian.
We're not. We don't make excuses for anybody. Italian.
I'm so confused. Oh, y'all speaking in another language, man. Sound like Mo was ordering a hit. Sound like you're sending code signals. I don't know, man.
It's a signal.
I'm watching out for you guys. I've seen enough Scarface and Godfather.
Somebody might want to check on Trent Brown. No, just kidding. We are back. We're talking about that situation with the COVID. We're also top of the hour. We're going to switch gears and focus a little bit more on the game. But we're taking your calls, too. Raider Nation's got a lot to say here. I've had nobody call me and defend this point of blaming everybody else but the Raiders for this. And I think that's a good thing. I think it shows the intelligence of our listeners.
Well, I mean, Gangster Raider said we're punks, so that.
He said that people saying that we're going to lose draft picks and stuff like that are punks.
Well, no, that's not going to happen.
No,
but
it's not going to happen.
I don't know. I still point a lot of the finger blaming and pointing at Trent Brown. I absolutely do.
Yeah. There's no doubt about that. And that's
I have no problem with that.
And that's the thing, Q, though. And I said before we went to break about, by the way, phone number 702-365-9200. If you have something to say, we'll get you on the air. But I said before the break about the societal issue, I think it's something I just find, and maybe I'm wrong. You can disagree, and that's totally cool. But I just find that I'm seeing this all over the place. I see it when my kids are at school and there's a problem with another kid in school and their parents don't want to take responsibility, where if my kid comes home, and even if he's accused, I'm going to side on the, yeah, he did it, and then if he didn't, I'll take care of it later. Meanwhile, there's people walking around with kids and themselves. They feel like they've done nothing wrong. They cut you off in traffic like it's nothing and like they can't kill somebody. You know, and that's what I mean is this accountability. When you do something, hey, and if you make a mistake, cool. We all do it. I do it every day, but I own it. And that's what you got to do. You got to own it. And Raider fans, your team's got to own it. If that means their game's moved up and they're without Jonathan Abram because of it, you just own it.
I'm with you. You said Raider fans, so yeah. I thought you were about to go to the phone line.
No, well, yeah, we'll get somebody on the phone pretty soon. We'll get to the phones. But Q, that's the thing too with this, you know, and it is important to say, and we do jump to some conclusion here because of the track record with Trent Brown, or at least the perceived track record of Trent Brown. But they do have to do the investigation, and you're right, the Raiders are not going to release him based on something like that. But if they do find that it was intentional and that he took off his tracking device and he put his teammates at risk, because that's the most important thing, he put his teammates at risk, then I think that's when Mike Mayock and the legal team over at the Raiders start saying to themselves, how do we look at not paying this guy his full salary because he knowingly, maliciously tried, or not tried, he maliciously didn't follow the rules, which could have led to far more damage. I mean, imagine, knock on wood, imagine if 15 or 16 of these Raiders got COVID. And, oh, by the way, one of them, there's four players that I know of that have pregnant wives at home, okay? So imagine they infect a person. And again, it can happen anywhere. I understand that. But when you knowingly do something like that and put people at risk, I think the punishment and the responsibility that you have to face are much greater.
You know, and one other thing that I'll add to it is we're assuming that, and I know that Vinny said that, you know, there's people inside the organization that are very angry. We don't know that everybody's angry. You know, there may be some that say, hey, we just want to hurry up and get him back because we're a much better team with him.
Right.
And that's something that we see all the time in sports, and we see it, and I'm not just talking Raiders. I'm talking sports in general. Sometimes the talent outweighs, and this is not a shot at Trent Brown, but sometimes the talent outweighs the infraction.
Yeah. No. And we've seen that. You know, we've both covered sports enough to know when it happens. Guys, stuff gets overlooked. They look the other way because the guy means a lot to the team. It happens. Right. Everybody knows it happens.
Yep.
But in this case, it's so public. And with the COVID situation in the country, I don't see how you get around it. Okay, we're going to get a caller in here before we get to the top of the hour. Be More Raider. Be More Raider. You're on with Q and Scott here on Silver Black today.
Hello, guys. How you doing, man? I'm a big fan of you guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to kind of comment, to kind of give a little bit of different perspective from what I've been listening to the shows all day and listen to you guys, listen to the podcast. I think that this situation, I think you can have a lot of different views on the Trent Brown situation. I definitely think accountability is a huge part of the problem within the organization from the top down. But I do think the Tennessee situation was kind of a situation that got a lot of fans in an uproar, meaning that I was just doing a little bit of research before I called. They had 23 cases within the organization when the whole COVID outbreak broke out. I think it was like 18 players and like five personnel, coaches or people within the organization. That's an outbreak. Like, the Raiders been fined before, you know, for the foundation event and, you know, the other situation with John Gruden. But when you have an outbreak of that, where you have to move games around, and you said, Scott, earlier that they had to move the game because they couldn't field the team. Well, that's on the team, especially during when they were sent home from the facility. They were still meeting up outside of the facility.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the league found that out. And they also said within the investigation that they were in the building not wearing masks. So that's, to me, that goes way beyond just fines. That's a forfeit type situation.
Yeah.
So I get it. I think it starts with the accountability of Trent Brown and the Raiders. But I do think that Tennessee situation has a lot of people worked up because they're looking at that and say, well, you gave them breaks, and they had an outbreak of that many people. If you got an outbreak of that many people, there's no way you're telling me they're following protocols in the building. No way. Not that many people are going to get it in the building. So I just wanted to kind of call in and give my two cents.
Yeah.
I love the podcast. I was the guy that called. That commented earlier about, you know, Trent Brown got to be a professional, man. Love the show, guys. Keep up the great work.
Great call.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
And look, I'm with them, especially on that Tennessee thing. And I was on this show, as a matter of fact, talking about, look, Tennessee, especially going outside of the facility and doing work when they weren't supposed to. I mean, that's bad business, you know, and they should have been penaltied in a major way. But what they did is, and they're not going to forfeit games because then nobody gets paid. That's something John McClain taught me. So that's not going to happen. No forfeits will happen in the NFL, even though they might say it. They're not going to have any forfeits. Nobody gets any money on a forfeit game. So they'll postpone it, but they ain't going to make a team forfeit.
Yeah, but I be more Raider. Great. See, and like, I'm not opposed to various viewpoints, like people who disagree with me. That was one. He brought up valid points, and he researched it. So good for him, man. Yep. He's informed. Top of the hour break is now. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the game. We'll continue to take your calls to get your opinion. Do you have another viewpoint? Let's get it on the air. 702-365-9200. You're with Q and Scott on Silver and Black today, only on Raider Nation Radio.